This is a Hoff Studios podcast.
Hi, I'm your host, Erica Pulsinelli, and welcome to Evolve by Erica, the podcast, where we talk all things spirituality, ascension, health, wellness, and beyond. I'm so excited that you are here. Come on in. Hello, guys, and welcome to another podcast. I'm so excited to be here. As always, today I have an incredible guest who I connected with through Instagram. So Mariah is a beautiful community member of Evolve, and she would DM me and talk about astrology and human design, and we just started to connect from there. And shortly after that, we did an astrocartography reading together, which helped to show me different places in the world where I'm very aligned and would be activated by. But overall, it's just an energy, it's just a frequency, and it's just a vibe. And you know, when you come together with someone and you could just talk about all the things you love, it's like your favorite conversation. So I'm excited to invite her in today and to have you guys with us and just listening in on to all the things. Mariah also receives really beautiful divine downloads. And I see it on her stories that she posts. And I am a receiver of divine downloads very often. And I just love that connection. I love that message and I love that feeling. And it's something that I love to read and observe, because for those of us who are receiving messages, they're not just for us, they're for the collective. And it's just so fun to see someone else connected in that way and to see evidence of it, and then to read and interpret the message and see how it could also serve me or serve the community. So I'm so excited to have her on today. I know you're going to love this conversation, and I can't wait to see you on the other side.
Om Namo Guru.
Open that.
I'm like, why do I have to come back to life after I meditate? And I would love to know.
Right?
Wait, oh, you're going to love this. So when I was doing last week's chanting, when your arm's like this in the, I don't watch them, I just listen because like my eyes aren't even open yet, but I had my hand like this over my head because I thought you meant right angle like this. So the whole time that like you're like, okay, keep your hand on your heart, and then your arm like this. Uh-huh. My arm's like this.
Oh, got it.
And I'm literally like, I'm like, okay. I'm like, arm's been up here a long time. But then I realized that you were like, keep your hand and your palm open. And I'm like, oh.
So funny.
Whatever.
I know. I noticed like over the last few years that I kind of always, not always, but like I look a little high sometimes. Yeah. And it's literally because of the practice.
Uh-huh. Why do you think people are like, what are you doing? And I'm like,
that's tough. Yeah, that's it. Like, we don't want to come out of it.
I don't want to know anything. That's the other thing. It's like when I come to things like this, or if I go into like a session with a client, or if I'm meeting someone for the first time, I'm like, I want all of this to be green. I want it all to be this experience where you could tell me that your name isn't even Erica, and I would just be like, wow, beautiful. Okay, what are you here to teach me? What is this like divine intervention that I get to experience today? That is how I want to live forever and ever and ever. I don't want it to be this, I know you as this, and I knew her as that, and I know this as this. Like,
I love that. Yeah. When I was an elementary school teacher, we would have time to talk to the teachers of like the previous year that the students,
I
you know,
this. Yeah.
And articulate. And I would always say, like, I really don't want to know what you thought of this kid. Like, I don't want to know.
Exactly.
Yes. I want to come up with my own ideas and observations and see the child out of my lens rather than anyone else's lens.
Because
so I understand what you mean.
That's so beautiful.
Because we all have, I honestly, like, I always love the kids that like a lot of other teachers thought were such a challenge and like they were my faves. Like, I love you.
That's like exactly. Well, that's people in like my whole world is my classroom, and that's how I feel, which is so beautiful. And like I've spent time like we talked about, I was like, I've spent time literally as like this sort of observer state as a child, being a teacher, like being in the energetic of like going to school with my mom and going and like being in the teacher's room and like listening to what the teachers had to say about students. And that was in like second and third grade. But I, on that note of like being with people and letting them be them,
yeah,
not without all these other stories that I've been told about them or what they do for a job or what they are doing in this very present moment, what is bringing you light into this world and how can you channel it with me? How can we funnel that so that you feel like you're more fulfilled? And that's, it's so beautiful to do with children because they're mostly uncovered from their own light, which is like so special.
It's so true.
Oh, kids are just so special.
They really are.
Everybody should be spending more time with the wise little children that we...
Unfiltered. Oh. They're just so unfiltered. It's so funny. They just say whatever comes to their mind.
Yeah, they're magic.
I know.
They're like, okay, so this really weird magical thing is going to come out of my mouth right now. And you're like...
I know. I want to, like, when I have a child, I want to talk all about and, like, try to find out, like, where they came from, what they remember, and, like, dig into that and be like, tell me everything.
You know what I...
You're like, what do you remember?
So I know you were gone for a long time, but now they're back. I would love to know. And they're like... Yes, please sit down. The woman that I used to nanny for sent me pictures after it was Friday when we were supposed to meet. And I was like thinking about my kids and that I babysat for so long. There's five of them. Well, four when I was there and then five. She just had another one. But they were sitting in like next to little Buddha statues and meditating. And
so
like,
cute. I know. They're so open.
They know.
They know. I know. And this whole process is just about like remembering and leading into the knowing.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that we've connected.
Me too.
It was through Instagram, right? I did in our intro. Like, I think like you would message me some things.
Yeah.
And then like based off what you're messaging me, I'm like, I need to know this girl. Yeah, and like, I need to follow her.
I was like, when I watched your meditation with Melissa on her platform, I watched it live, and I don't usually watch lives just because I'm like I'm doing something else, but I was like, no, this is important for you to sit down and watch and really sit still. And it was one of the biggest like openings for me in my life to watch you and be in stillness. And there's a calmness about you when you are teaching and guiding. There's no haste and there's no way that you go about it that is like in this, like you have to sit down, you have to do this. And it's like, we've arrived.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going on a spaceship. I cannot wait.
That's it.
And it's just like this, like, okay, like don't, no mat. You could lay here in your pajamas, just do whatever you need to do. And now we're here. And the only thing you have to do is be here. And that was when I was like, okay, I gotta figure out how I'm gonna get back to her because we've been apart for a little while, but I'm excited to see you again.
I know. Yeah. You were sharing before we hopped on air that like we knew each other in another lifetime.
Yeah.
Like we even connected and our souls recognized one another.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, there she is. Like,
yeah.
Nice to see you again.
I think what stood out the most to me about you was how things that you shared, but then as I started to follow you, I see, and this is what I shared in the intro, like I see the divine working through you and the downloads you get and how tapped in you are. And that's my favorite feeling in the world. Mm-hmm. Like when I get a message, I'm like, yes, and I'm sharing it too.
Store, like, let's go. I'm like, you guys need to know about this stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. And I see you like sharing that and connected to that. And I love it.
Yeah.
And I have to put on my readers.
Every time, as you were saying that, I was like, she has her readers on. She's
just like really cool. Mariah, guys, this is Mariah. She's really freaking cool. Her content is art. I'm like on there like so uncool. Just being like, listen, this is what the divine said to me. Everybody take this message and run with it. And Mariah's just like, I have like the coolest artistic photos and the smallest fonts ever.
But also, and I need to get out of my own way with that too, because
no,
like,
it's the best. I love it. I'm like, so vibey.
It is. It's beautiful. And it really, I'm it's like, I want to. I think that it's, and this is like leading into the both and, like
the
Aquarian, like sort of realm that we're in right now, where it's like everything can be true, obviously.
Yes.
But I'm like, so when I go onto TikTok, you know how many times I film? I'll film like a channeling that I have, and then it's literally like, and then I'll delete the whole thing.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, I'll record a TikTok and then it'll just all go away. And
I'm why?
Maybe I'm supposed to not share like this.
You found your way of sharing. It's beautiful. It's feminine. It's divine. It's gorgeous. I love it.
This morning, I was at this little cafe that I go to, and this girl behind me was like, are you an actress? And I was like, oh my God. I'm like, they're seeing me. And this transit is going through my first house. And so it's all about like my exterior outward identity, because I'm an Aquarius rising. So it's like, this is sort of like what I have to lean into. Like, are you okay with being recognized, sort of energetic? And I'm like, I'm not an actress. I'm not. And they're like, who are you? And I'm like, oh my God, universe. So it's really that. And like, for you to be like, get closer to the mic.
Closer to that microphone.
That's yours. You have something to say. And I'm like, all right, I do. You're right.
Yeah.
And I need to, not only for the collective, but I need to for myself, because for so long can we say to the voices and the things and the whispers that like, oh, no, not that. No, I'm not going to share that. No, I won't do that. And it's like, for who? Why are you staying small? If you don't rise, if you don't follow your soul's path, if you don't go the way that you're being called to go, then it will restrict the other person or other energetic around you from doing theirs too, because you're taking up space and where they're supposed to be. Mm. So the more that we follow, I always say this to people, but I rise, you rise, we rise. Mm. And it's always that equality. It all equals out. And people, or even myself, like in the past, I've been sort of keeping myself small because I'm like, if I do this, I take away from other people. But realistically, you don't.
Yeah.
You're only feeding that wellspring. It's never ending. And
I love that.
It has to keep flowing in abundance. You can't block it.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your practices and how you connect, if there is a process.
I've found that it's so much, I think for me, one, it's always being somatically connected, because there's a level of disassociation that you do throughout your life. And I was reading something the other day and I really liked the way that it was constructed, because if we think about ourselves as children, always, if we think about ourselves and the energetic of like, these are all of the coverings, quote unquote, that you put on so that you can stay safe or you can operate in the real world, you eventually start to walk around with a lot of armor, and the armor is really heavy, and like, it's beautiful because it's like all of these like medals and badges of honor that you have, and that is so special. But what our purpose is to take the armor off and make them into our tools, and like really use them and mold them and weld them and look at them and see how they reflect the light, and then realize that inside you have your light. So for me, it's really like sort of like sitting back every, like right now, like I can sit back and be like, okay, you're here. And what is your purpose in this very moment? Instead of being like, okay, I can only be tuned in this meditative state every morning through this very regimented way, or I can say my practices all the time.
Yeah.
Meditation is not waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning and and doing morning call and et cetera, it is that, but it's also all of the time.
Yeah.
It's being with you all of the time in full presence. And it's not comfy always. It's sometimes you're like eating really bitter. Like when you think about like mindfulness or being in the present moment is like when you try a food for the first time and you're like, oh, this is what they're delivering me right now. And then you try it and you're like, oh, I really like that. But in the initial of like the discomfort of being in stillness, it's not fun.
Yeah.
And you have to get over the hump of like being in that sort of liminal, I guess is what I would call it. But yeah, the way that I've been thinking about being in the present moment is like it's so easy to be like, hey, just be present.
Yeah.
And you're like, people yeah. are like, yeah, okay, I'll just try that. But it's saying those things that you or the stories or the patterns or the looping that you have is like eating food that isn't good for you anymore. And like just reaching for it because you know it.
Yeah.
And having so much of it and being like, okay, well, I know that this is the one thing, and this is something that I have experienced too, is like, I only like this one food, so I'm only going to reach for it. But actually, this is really, the universe is so funny. But I love watermelon and I like want to eat it every day for it to be like how I break my fast. But like watermelon's not in season right yeah. now. So the more that I get it, the more it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that same theory is like, okay, so now that you don't have that, you're in this discomfort and you have to try something new. And the trying the something new is the trust that your fruits in this present moment are the ripest that they're going to be. Nothing ahead of you, otherwise you'll starve because yeah. you'll just wait forever for what's going to make you happy. Or you could right now look at what is trying to present to you, and it's always enough. It's always enough. Because if there wasn't enough, I wouldn't be here with you. I wouldn't have been able to be in the past version of myself. And I wouldn't be able to plan for anything, you know?
Yeah, it's so true. It is so true. Like, I think our meditation creates so much space and opening for us to receive. But it's the practice of being present throughout the day mm-hmm. that...
Like when you're driving, yeah. like when you're driving is also so hypnotic. And I,
mm-hmm.
I say to people all the time, like, if you ever really want to like meditate, go for a really long drive and just yeah. zone out.
Like, and like walking too, being outside yes. in nature,
oh
the
my
sun,
God.
It triggers so much as well.
Being in the light and being
yes.
in the sun is like,
yeah,
there's nothing else like
I
that.
Know.
Like for people that truly are struggling with the time right now where we're in a quiet time mm-hmm. in our bodies, we're supposed to be hibernating right now just as yeah. animals. So because we're not waking up with the light, and I know that you know this, but like literally looking it in the eye and like being like, okay, I'm here again, there's purpose for this life, I am going to channel whatever light that's trying to come through me right now for this day. That's yeah. how we recenter. Is like, okay, well, if I'm awake, there's a reason.
Yeah, so true. Mm-hmm. I love that. When you
I love
post,
you.
I love you. You each day you post like an energy report.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's every day. I'm not trying to put pressure on you.
No,
but
no.
A lot of days.
You're like, no homework. I promise.
A lot of days you post an energy
yeah.
report. So I know that you're well-versed in astrology, astrocartography as well.
I know. Yours was so cool.
So fun.
This morning.
Oh, my gosh. So cool. And I'm just wondering, when you share an energy upgrade, is it what's going on in the cosmos? Is it a message that you got? Is it a combination of all of those things?
I would say all of it, always. What I realized over time when it came to the energy reports was there is a level of posting that also is like you're doing it for feedback, you're doing it for an external sort of like reach. So mm-hmm. I had to get to a point, and like you work through all of these different like versions of yourself through social media, which is why it's such a beautiful tool. Because you're like, okay, was this actually important to me, or am I doing this out of like mimicry? Because I know that it has gotten people results. It's like mm-hmm. eating the fruit from the past sort of energy. And I have experienced so much beauty with it where I've been like, okay, that resonates with me. I do really like seeing the transits every day, and like I can read the transits, and like that's something that I understand, and I also can like regurgitate information. But then I'm like, Mariah, there's only one person that you're posting for, and it's you. And if you are going to post for just you, then it means that it's whatever you need to hear. Because, and you have been such a big expander for that. For me, is like, whatever is coming, like with your eyes closed after meditation, like whatever is coming through in that moment, that is, you are just like a vessel of light. Yeah. You're just absolutely full on here to bring messages in and being like, wow, what a wonder that I get to experience this energy through my being. And I know it's possible for all of you because it's possible for me. So I have started, like, it depends on the day. It depends on like what I really need to hear as far as framework goes. And that's why I always say to people, I'm like, whatever your soul is saying to you, it's a completely selfish answer, and it's exactly what you're supposed to do. Because whatever is the most selfish thing you can think of, that's your purpose. It serves everybody, because you're holding
I love that.
I'm like, the Leah rising needs to hear this. But
that's, and the people pleasing Libra needs to hear too.
Yeah, I know. I'm like this. And then you're like, your Aquarius moon's like, and for everybody, I'll just cry because that will be good, right? And everybody's literally like, we're on. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest tool that we have to take into and unwire in our brains is that the selfish choice is the bad choice. There's nothing bad about making a selfish decision. Once again, I rise, you rise, we rise. There's like truly it all equals. And like that is also the Aquarian transformation, is like we think that there's levels, and like we're just doing the best with what we have. So if you continue to do that, then it's going to serve the whole world. And yeah, so
I love that.
I think it's all of it. Like, yeah. I love tarot because I think it's that's why I like astrology, but I'm also not, I'm gonna do it my way. I'm Aquarius rising, so I will, but I'm also an Aries, so like I want to be a leader in the space. I'm Mariah, like I'm gonna do it Mariah's way, and that will be perfect because it will help me and it'll help everybody else. But I love, that's why I love astrology, is because it can give you like this like map where you're like, wow, I am made of everything. You have every single sign in your chart. No parts of you are bad. You are literally completely every single one of the signs. That means none of you is bad in any way, shape, or form. It's this true like gift of a map of the stars of you, like stamped. They're like, here's another perfect star stamped in the world, and this is what their purpose is, and this is how they're going to channel all the light into their world. So yeah, it's so beautiful.
So beautiful. So another thing that you have been sharing about, which resonated so much, is this stage that we're in right now, specifically, and you keep referring to it as like a pregnancy.
Yeah.
So I want you to share about it. Okay. And I want you to specify, is it because of the time of the year we're in, or because of the time of the year and the time of the world that we're in?
This is so funny because like when this idea came to me, I was like, this is going to scare people. But I was like, that will – it's something that we all resonate with. We all understand it, no matter if you identify male, female, whatever it may be. It affects all of us in a way that we know that we can't have anything unless there's like a reproduction cycle. But, and like, we're okay with observing it through, like, I think that as a collective, we're starting to understand. That's why the disconnection from the earth is like really tricky for us. Where like they're like, yep, there's a global warming, but is anybody going to do anything about it? And it's like, there's kind of a, there's a dissonance in between the earth. But when you think about it in the terms of people, then you're like, oh, I forgot that like, this is also a cycle that we all go through as well. It's like this rebirth process mm-hmm. where we all go through the seasons of life, but if we don't have people having babies and we don't exist, we'll just start to cease to exist, unless we start freezing our bodies, which we'll talk about Aquarius, maybe they might start doing that. We'll just be robots. But when this idea came to me, when I was like, I don't know how to explain to people, like when you're in a period of wanting, right? Because we all have these manifestations that we want at the beginning of the year, and like we all have these dreams, and it can feel like so isolating because you're like, I'm the only person in the world that has or wants something that I can't have. And when you start to observe yourself in a way where like one, thinking about yourself as a child is a totally different animal, and it can be so beautiful because it can like then give you so much grace with yourself. But if you think about yourself in a way that if you're pregnant, right, or you find out you're pregnant in the initial stages, like I was saying to you, I was like, it can be sort of like, it's obviously so much emotion, so exciting, so joyful, but then there's a period of grievance that you go through where you are starting to mourn the body that you are carrying right now, because you're going to start giving it over to this dream or this hope or this baby that you're going to eventually have. And that's the period of the year that we're sort of in right now, where we're like, okay, I know that I'm pregnant. I know I have a dream on the way. I know I have something that I want coming for me, but I have to let go of a part of me that is really grounding, keeps me in the physical world. I have to let go of my body, and that's can be really scary for people. But it's a necessary part of the process in order to grow this baby in your womb. And then as you start to move throughout the year and as your dream starts to grow, it's important to recognize that through pregnancy, you don't find out that you're pregnant and then get the baby the next day. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not like, oh, I'm pregnant. And then they're like, okay, cool, you're going to labor tomorrow. You're like, no, I have 9 months until my baby comes. Right. So that's the same energetic as a dream. Is like, if you have something that you are so excited and you have this like idea, and like we're really getting a lot of channeling right now, like as a collective, because we know that the collective rise only happens if we follow our unique path through this Aquarian, Pluto mm-hmm. and Aquarius transformation. We have to come back to the fact that like, okay, now I am in for the ride. I'm ready to go on this journey, on this process of being pregnant. And we will do, when pregnant women are growing a baby, they try anything because they're like, I don't want to feel sick. I don't want to have to do this. I'm going to have to rest right now. I'm going to have to take a couple of days off. And we have so much more grace with people that are pregnant because we know they're growing something that is so crucial for us to survive.
Yeah.
And if we treated everybody like that, as if we were all growing a dream that is crucial for us to be in a collective rise, the world would be so beautiful. We would be mindful of each other walking in public. We would be patient with each other because we'd be like, oh, well, they probably have morning sickness this morning. Like, we have to give them a little grace so they can like get through their coffee order. Or, oh, I'm gonna I don't know, like I can just wait here, like even if the line's really long, like I know that this woman probably like needs some extra time. And it's like, why do we think that we all of a sudden, like, all of these people around us, like, are actually carrying all of these babies inside of them. They're growing all of these dreams, but then we, like, imagine them as if they aren't. We're just treating them like as if they, like, no one has a dream. Nope.
Yeah. Or even sometimes seeing others as competition, or like, I'm thinking about the comment section on Instagram, like how different it would be if we approached it.
Yeah.
Where when one person rises, we rise.
Yeah.
Period. The end.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, if someone's showing you something, envy is also, like, just such a beautiful gift. And I know that that is something that I've, over time, like, realized. I'm like, I know that this is something that I understand and can conceptualize, but I know that it's one of the hardest things that you can go through in your life, is to have envy for another. Is not, they're not taking anything from you. The universe is literally coming to you and saying, this is you. You can do this. They're, like, winking at you, going like this, like, behind the camera, and being like, yeah, you're really doing a good job. I can't wait. And, like, here's another version of you that you can see that's ahead of it. And, like, they're going to give you a bunch of ways that you can get there and show you tricks. And when we see someone that they have something that we want, we're like, they're taking it from me and I'm not there. They're the worst. And it's like, okay, well, yeah, that is triggering, but they're not taking your toy from you.
Yeah.
They're showing you a version of what you are. It's all a mirror. It's so all beautiful. Truly a mirror.
I love that. I love that comparison to pregnancy and the collective, but also that of evidence that it's possible.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's like, other people have, they have infants when you when you're pregnant as well. So, like, and that's the same way you have to treat them. Is so like, true. You go to pick up your 2-year-old from or 4-year-old from preschool, and you're pregnant with something. You're not like, I can't believe that you would go and you would have another baby like that. I can't believe you would have another dream. It's like, wow, you have 2 beautiful, healthy children that are, like, and one on the way. That's so exciting. I'm so happy for you. Let me know if you ever need anything. Yeah. Like, that is how we treat each other, and that is how we grow and rise. The other thing about the pregnancy journey that I think is really, really crucial to remember is that it is intuitive. Women, the reason why we have channelings like this is because there is a constant overturn of trust into the present moment of, okay, I have this duty that I am growing this dream, growing this baby, and I will do whatever I need to do. I will follow whatever ping I need to follow, because if I don't, then I'll hurt myself and I'll hurt this baby. So it's letting go of a lot of things that you once believed, and also not comparing, because no pregnancy journey looks the same. And, like, some women have really, really bad morning sickness for 4 months at a time, and other women are like, nope, I'm fine, I don't need anything, and, like, they can drink coffee and they can, like, do cartwheels, but, like, other women are like, I'm gonna lay down for 6 months, and I'm like, great, that's what your body needs. And they'll do it, and we will not talk about them badly. We won't be like, wow, I can't believe how lazy that person is. It's like, we're all like this. We're all in this.
Or even, like, this vision just came to me, how, like, the challenges, they still gave birth to their baby dream outcome, whatever it is. And if, like, they didn't give up, they knew in the end they would accomplish what they were trying to accomplish. And how we're using this as a metaphor, but for people who are starting their own business or are taking a new path, like, it's that knowing that we need.
Yes.
Like, if I am following my divine spirit, if I'm doing what lights me up, doesn't mean I won't experience challenge, but the end result is going to be me in alignment doing what I'm meant to do, and the challenges might lead us there.
Yeah.
And I think that's another important layer to that.
Yeah, and just being okay with the fact that, okay, yeah, this is not how I've ever seen it look. I've never ever seen anybody do this. This is why being in the age of Aquarius is so beautiful, because we're going to do it in ways that are weird, because it's the only way.
Yeah,
it's like this really weird way. And if you get, like, little nudges where you're like, I should, like, maybe go, like, for example, like, you're walking down the street and you're normally, like, and this is another hard part for me that I have to pattern interrupt with, where, like, I love a pattern. I'm Taurus moon. I like things that keep me comfortable and, like, in my body and whatever. But my challenge is to be like, okay, this is scheduled for 10 o'clock. And usually that's when I want to be, like, sitting and journaling, doing mm-hmm. all of these things. It's like, nope, you're supposed to go to this other thing. And there's going to be a divine intervention there where yeah. you can meet someone or talk to someone or just have more peace and clarity and grace with yourself, because it's not going to look the same.
Totally.
Walking down the street, you're like, oh, okay, I'm going to actually, my body's telling me that I have to go this other, down this street that I've never walked down ever before. And then you meet, like, someone that you've been wanting to meet for, like, years.
It's so true.
Or like you.
Yeah. I want you to talk more about Pluto and Aquarius. If okay. there's any, like, major themes that have been coming up for you, visions you've been having, anything that's top of mind right now for this huge transit.
Oh, that's a good question. Pluto and Aquarius is so beautiful. It's so, what's really important to look at, and there's phenomenal, like, there's what's so beautiful also about this time is that astrology is really our guide.
Yeah.
In so many ways. And I think that we're starting to let go of, we're moving out of this Capricorn energy where I always talk about Capricorn in the way that they're the dad and they work so hard and they make sure that everybody has, like, all the things that they need, and they're very, like, serious, and they're like, okay, we have our lunches packed and we have our shoes tied and everybody has their stuff, and they're, like, staring at you and they're like, okay, that kid just threw up all over himself. So that's Aquarius. So, like, Aquarius, and then they're like, and now I have to go to into this random store and he has to wear this weird, like, Bar Harbor's t-shirt that doesn't match anybody. So, like, that and that energy is sort of the way that, like, we're kind of getting, like, kicked back into reality, where the dad does so much work for us, but then it's stressful because there isn't time for them to rest. And by the time that they get to this, like, point where they can rest, it's like they don't even know how to do it anymore. So all of these systems, all of, like, the patriarchal world that we've been in, like, this is why the Barbie movie was so powerful this year, is, like, it really showed that it was just, like, these rules that we had been put under that they didn't really want to follow. They just read something and they're like, let's run with this. And it was like, once more, children are always only ever doing what they have the best tools for, and it's nobody's fault, and we all had to learn in this way so that we could get to this we always are just stepping in the way that we should. And I think it's coming back to, like, yourself and the energetic, and being like, having forgiveness for going through this part of your very important, crucial step of your life, and saying, wow, okay, I see how I followed all of those rules. I see how I was doing somebody else's chores for so long. Mm-hmm. I see that I've worked in this environment that wasn't even serving the person that was in charge.
Yeah.
And now I also can see that when, once again, I rise, you rise, we rise. The more I follow my intuitive path, the more that I am like, I'm going to be the weirdest kid in the classroom. I'm going to be weird Barbie. The more that we all heal. If you think about also in that same, I mean, I guess we're just going to talk about the Barbie movie, but weird Barbie is the healer because she gives forgiveness and grace to all of the people. She's like, yeah, Ken had a rough go. Like, Barbie, regular Barbie had a rough go. It was like, we all just have this program that we're operating under. We have to stop the program. And we have to say, who are you?
Yeah.
Underneath all of that.
Yeah.
And say, and we love her. Like, that's the point. It's because she's doing the weird thing that she's like, I'm not following those rules. I'm not being like that. I'm going to be me. And
I love that about Aquarian energy.
I know, so good. And I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, oh, she's the Aquarian Barbie. She's what's showing us who will be in charge, who will really lead. Because it's like, and also that's the other thing is like, Aquarius means there's nobody actually specifically in charge because they don't.
Exactly.
We don't need to.
Yeah.
We don't need to have anyone
in
charge. We just need to collectively support our souls.
Totally.
And the way that you do that is by following what is best for your soul. And that's a hard thing to do because it means that you don't reach for the fruit that is in the past anymore. You only can be present with what is enough right now.
Yeah, and you're not depending on any outside source to, like, be the savior.
To really, I wonder, I'm very curious to see the way, because Pluto also rules transformation through, like, secrets, which is why when this transit first occurred, from what I understand, is that there was, like, a lot of disruption in regards to our, like, capitalism and things like that in our systems and how all of these systems were really not really working. It was 2008. And then how we can sort of be like, okay. And we, it's really looking at the chores list and being like, whose chores are you doing?
Yeah.
And why are you doing the other person's? Because it's not helping them. They have to do them. That's their path. That's what they want to do.
Yeah. I remember I used to work in a system, the educational system, and I remember getting there and just being like, there is so much that could be made so much easier and at the same time more effective and efficient. And my head was just like, what is going on here? Actually, what's going on?
That was my exact thing. It wasn't anything terrible.
No, it was just like, wait, you do it this way? Are you serious, man? It could be so much easier, so much more efficient, where everything could just flow so much better for the teachers, for the students, for the families, for everything. And I think that is what we'll see going into this.
Yeah, that's this such space. A beautiful mirror. And like,
just like ahas.
Yes.
And then the time to fix it and reform it. And
it's make the it ahas better. Forever. Yeah. And people. This is my biggest hack for anything. It's like, if you feel like you are scared, feel unresourced, whatever, you just need to laugh like as hard as you can. Like just like literally be like, like until you can't stop laughing, because it cracks you open to being in the present moment. And once you can get there, you're like, oh, it's so silly. It's so stupid. And it's really like looking at those. Like, it's the zoom out. It's where you're like, okay, I'm really zoomed in. And then you're like, you start laughing. You're like, oh, I can zoom out. You sort of like literally get high on your own energy. And then you're like, oh, I can focus. I can calm down. I'm okay.
It's true in the sense that like everything is energy. Mm-hmm. And I think with more people understanding and connecting to that, I just think everything will look different on the other side. Like the more people who are open to that.
Yeah, and it's opening is not easy because opening means that actually my 2024 one rule I put myself under was I'm not saying that things aren't easy anymore. I'm not saying that things are hard anymore because they aren't. It's just a choice.
Yeah.
It's being here and saying I love you for whatever is coming to me, no matter if it looks really uncomfortable at first. It's only here to be loved. It's not coming to me to hurt me. Nothing is. Yep. It's only asking you to love it because you've pushed it aside and you've said to it for so long that it's not lovable. That's another way that like envy also can work with you. But like when you have an experience over and over, that even like those nudges are so beautiful, because it's like if you're experiencing something over and over, like you have a relationship with someone and they really are just like, you can't figure out why they are like the worst and they always do this thing to you and whatever, and it's like, that's you, you're rejecting you, and you're just saying to you, I can't love you, you're not enough, you're not a part of me, I don't like you. That completely says to a child, that would be like you looking at your child self and saying, I don't like you when you look like that. And that's not fair. Yeah. You never do that. So instead, the boss that has been operating under
a rule system that they don't want to operate under, looking at it and having such deep compassion and saying, I love you. Thank you for doing what you're doing here because I see how hard you're working. But you can take a vacation. You can go to Miami. You can chill out for a little while. I'm going to write a new program in the meantime, and we'll work with that when you come back.
Yeah.
So creating that space is really, really important with others, where through this transformation of Pluto and Aquarius, but just as the collective overall, is like looking at what people are coming to you with and seeing they're the same person as you.
Yeah.
It's literally just me. Like, it's you with you right now. It's me with me. And that is, yeah, it's a funny little trip to go on.
It is, but it's a trip for sure.
Yeah.
It really is.
I don't want to be on another trip though. I'm like, no more trips.
So I want you to share with the audience what you do with clients.
Okay.
And what you share through that space, because everyone that's connecting to this conversation, I'm sure, will want to look deeper into what you do.
It's been such a, like, building anything in general and like growing any baby is, it means that you do intuitively and you let it change and you aren't so like locked in, because I change, right?
Yeah.
So whatever I'm needing at the time, I'm always presented with an opportunity to meet someone and share that information that's channeling through me. I love using astrology as a map for people because it gives us like the bread and butter sort of the world, mm-hmm. where like that's consistent. It's something that I know and I don't have to like really, it is sort of new. So I guess I would say like they also put jelly on there too with astrology, where people are like, what is that? And over the past 2 years, it's been so interesting for people when I'm like, so what's your sun sign? Do you know your rising sign? And people are like, my what? And I'm like, and now people are like, my sun, moon, and rising is. And I'm like, whoa, okay, yeah, it's fun. Incredible. So reading astrology, but through the lens of, I hear this back more than anything else with clients, is they're like, I've never had a therapy session that's been more powerful than this. And it's like, that makes me like want to cry, because it's like, all I want for people to do is to realize that they have the power to be in such deep, deep love with themselves. And there's no part of them that is ever bad. And it's coming back over and over to the soul and saying to that child that you've silenced and not let it have a tantrum and not like do the weird thing, or maybe just needs to cry and like lay down and on the ground for like 4 hours, and you just have to lay with them and like do nothing. There's no answer that you have to figure out once you get down there. They just need your company.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can have the privilege to guide people to do that, then I'll live hopefully forever.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love it. So it's through astrology,
mm-hmm.
but also through all the divine channeling that you do. Yeah. And you work with astrocartography too.
Yes.
A little bit. Can you share about that?
I love astrocartography. I feel as though, because we're giving ourselves so much more freedom now, I know that it will sort of spark a lot of people to leave cities.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to start leaving and going places that they're like, I've been called. This morning, I was talking to a client and she was saying to me, she's like, I just booked a trip to go to Australia. And I'm like, of course you did. And I'm like, let's see where this is in your chart. And she was like, I've never even thought about it this way, but certain lines through your chart run through the world.
Yeah.
And that goes in tandem with your chart and what houses that's in and what planet you have in it. But like, for me, here in New York, I'm on my Neptune line, and being on your Neptune line can be a little like dreamy land, but it's also so transcendental. And being in this like space is where I can teach from, because I have wisdom that is supposed to be channeled through Neptune, and this Neptune also rules your dreams too. So it's like really just so beautiful to be in that energetic. So to understand where you are in the world through the lens of astrocartography, beautiful. It's because so cool. You can work with the power of where you are and being like, oh, nothing is a mistake. I'm here completely on purpose.
I love that.
Yeah, so special.
It's making me want to go back to my chart. I have to.
I know. I was just thinking about that.
I have to go back to it. I know I have a big one through Austin, Texas.
Yes, yeah.
And Grand Cayman has one.
Yeah, there was also, what was the one that was in Europe that you sent me to look into? Maybe it was in Ibiza. Spain.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one was like, it was your sun line, so it was like where you shine from, and it was like you just are going to be in so much harmony and peace. And she's the Libra sun, but to be on your sun line is like just like your soul is so there, cool. Which is so beautiful.
I have some traveling I need to do.
Yeah, time's going to be. I'm coming. Yeah. I'm like, I've never been, and I literally keep saying to myself, I have a line that goes through there too, and I'm like, I need to go.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah.
We just really uncover so much through astrology, through all of this. It's just uncovering more of us and more of our truth.
Yeah, and that's all that Pluto is. It's the uncovering. We're just...
It's going to be a fun time.
I'm like...
It's going to be a fun
time. Can't wait to see everybody's light. And they're like, we're naked. And I'm like, yep, I've been naked my whole life. When I was a little girl, I would like literally run around naked. I'm like, there's no reason.
That's so funny.
Just be naked to the world as much as you can, because it's not worth covering up.
I agree. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I love it.
Our light is literally the reason. That's it. That's how we exist. It's
how we find our people.
Yes.
Like people come to this podcast because I'm just really sharing from my heart, from my soul. And that's what connects us. And then it's like, now I know you and you know me and I love you and you love me.
Literally. I'm like, oh, okay, we've been in love forever. And it's like just falling back in love with yourself. And like also another really beautiful thing about astrology, this was my ping to share to you today, was your rising sign is Leo. Across your chart in your seventh house is Aquarius. So your seventh house is all about relationships, your like most your partnerships, business wise, like etc. But I'm an Aquarius rising, so I mirror back to you like you're basically your most expansive self.
Wow.
And it brings all of that light, and that's the same with me. So we just are literally like mirror time. Okay, mirror work.
And this is something that has come to my attention so much over the past, I would say, 5 months, 6 months. The importance of connection, because we learn so much about ourselves. Mm-hmm. And this also goes into human design too, but like being around other aligned people aligned with your frequency, it really helps you so much.
Oh my God.
It's so expansive. And
you vibrate.
Something I've taken for granted for many years, being a hermit and being a projector. And now I'm like, no. Like, I love people.
I
want
know.
To be around people.
I know. I do the
right people. The aligned people.
I was just talking to someone who has it's a two line, right, for human design?
I'm a 6-2.
Okay. Yeah. The hermit energy, she has, she's a 6-2 too. And I was like, you have to go within, have that time to go quiet and like be really, really quiet. But also, like, you have so much beautiful energy that you just have to project into the world and like be in that and enjoy it and enjoy your own light coming back to you. Is like that same is like, I'm just here to reflect your light to you. And that's what I say to people at the beginning of every session. I'm like, I am literally just a mirror, it's just you. And like a good guide. In my opinion, there's no good or bad, but like truly guiding others is telling them that they can trust themselves to be their own guide.
And reminding them, and not doing this consciously, it's just like what happens in the alchemy, reminding them what they know deep down, what their soul already knows.
It's all exactly
because it
precisely.
And that's always the teacher you love, because it's like you're speaking my truth back to me and you're sharing things that like
and I'm not saying like and it's I think with a guide it's like that's not they're not going to scare you into thinking that you have to meet with them every single day for the rest of your life. They're here to show you how you have all the tools. You have everything. I'm like, if I meet you once and I talk to you once for an hour and I never talk to you again, phenomenal. You have literally just found your light, and I'm so so grateful that you are able to just like guide your soul, because it's like, it's beautiful to watch someone soar.
It's so true.
I love it.
If someone is listening and they're like, oh my gosh, I need to connect with Mariah. I need to work with her.
I'm everywhere.
Where can they find you? Tell us.
Everywhere in the world. Every time you turn a corner, you see little sparks of light. I'm there. But my Instagram is Mariah T. Brady. And my TikTok is The Ethereal Thing, which is such a funny thing, because like I really never planned it, but ethereal is such beautiful. You're like, it's in just the ethereal. Yeah. But yeah, my ethereal thing and Mariah T. Brady on Instagram.
This whole combo.
And I'm like, I'm like, I'm about to drop my phone number on here because I'm like, I don't care.
I love you.
I'm like, 207. Okay.
We love you.
I love you.
So beyond grateful that you're here today.
I love you.
And I'm so happy that we connected.
I know.
We'll stay in touch.
Forever. Sure. Yeah. We've been here forever. So, I mean, we're going to stay.
Thank you. I hope that you guys enjoy this conversation as much as I did. I love connecting with like-minded, like-frequency beings and bringing the conversation here so that we can all be in it and on it together. So I hope you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed the conversation, you just overall love the podcast and tuning in each week, I would love for you to rate a review if you're guided to. They mean the world to me, and I'm always so appreciative when I see them. And if you think someone else can benefit or enjoy this podcast, please feel free to share it. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for being part of this community. May the longtime sun shine upon you. Sat Nam.